The following shiur is recorded, edited, and presented to you by Kol HaLashon. We wish you an enjoyable and meaningful time listening.
Why bad things happen to good people? The third explanation. Shalom Avracha. Starting a new week, Chodesh Adar. The sun is shining, the sky is blue, pleasant weather. How much we have to be thankful, because it's Bohu. The birds are chirping. I happen to be walking home. I'm a little bit behind schedule, that's why I'm just paying attention to these things. Beautiful different shades of green. Every little tree has a different color. Pretty flowers starting to come out. Lemon trees full of lemon. No, of Hashem, all these little creatures minding their own business, doing their things, appearing the soil to produce the fruit of the next year, Yetz Hashem. We were talking about why is it so that sometimes the tzaddikim had a very hard time with the panos? Because according to the formula that the Chovitz has always said, it should be that a person was really a tzaddik, she should have an easy time. So, Lameisa, we saw two explanations last week. I'm going to go into the next one. So, the explanation is, well, sometimes it's to cleanse the person of any of the errors he has in this world. And the Rishonim say that could be the best thing that could happen to a person. It says when we daven for Zechayim L'Chayim and Rosh Hashanah, Ramban says L'Chayim means L'Chayim Netzach, eternal life, which basically could mean that in our bakosha for Zechayim L'Chayim, we're asking that Hashem, just let's get past everything in this world and save all the good for the world to come, even if it means to go through unpleasant things in this world. Another way around, sometimes we say, oh, if I can only be like that person has so much wealth and so much this and so much that, and that's him, that poor person is losing his whole olam haba for his wealth. That's why when we daven for things, we should also daven for things that Kodesh Bohu, that Hashem, Hashem should, I'm asking for all kinds of things from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but Hashem should do what he thinks is best for me. I don't want to pressure Gavi Yochel HaKadosh Baruch Hu let's say, for example, give me wealth. Hashem said, you want it so much, you'll get it. But it's going to be on the Cheshmer of Yoyim Haba. We don't want that. Kamavan, if we get good things, it doesn't mean that we're taking away from Yoyim Haba. Because if we do it properly, we can get good things in this world. It says in Mishnah, we read every day, the whole list of things, which basically entail Limud HaTorah and Chasodim, Tefillah. Those are the things that bring us the best of both worlds. But once again, Im Kozeh, we're not guaranteed to have everything as pleasant wealth and everything in this world. Because like we're saying, that could be a tov that Hashem's doing for us. Yeah, so the second thing we said was that
Kol HaLashon
to get more Tzara Olam Haba. It gives us nisyonos in this world. Fum Tzara Agra. If it comes easy, it's worthless. If it comes with a little challenge, then it's then a chanami. Get more tzachar. So that's why we have to look at it when we have different things that come our way that seem hard and frustrating. Just remind ourselves, we go through this properly. It's just an issue to get more tzachar from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. A third thing is sometimes Hashem wants this person to be an example for other people, how we can be oyved as Hashem b'simcha Sometimes Hashem picks on individuals so that they should teach other people how to behave. People see this person as some tzar, as some yisurim, whether being an healthy yisurim or in panosa, and even so, he's full of simcha. And Baruch Hashem, we have those type of people. That's a big kiddush Hashem. Hashem wants people to be guided how to behave properly. That's why sometimes Hashem brings trying situations to tzaddikim, so everyone should say, look at that tzaddik, how hard it is for him, and still he's happy. I wish I could be like him. So many people have everything, they're never happy, because they always find something to be frustrated about. That's on the difference, we're already getting closer to Purim, the difference between Haman and Mordechai. Haman was the epitome of the Rasha, and he was the wealthiest person, he was the most influential person in the world, and one Jew didn't bow down to him. He said, Kol zayna shavali. It's worthless. Nothing has any value to me if I can't get Mordechai Tzadik to bow down to me. What's the idea? Because this Russia, he wants everything. He sees one thing he's not getting. He has everything. He's the most powerful, most wealthy person, influential person in the world. But if he doesn't get what he wants, and if we think to ourselves, each one of us has a little bit of Nachum Bochashem, we're not like that. But we have so many good things in life, but when something doesn't go our way, we're fetched away and upset. Yeah. That's we all have that to a certain degree, even myself. And the other way is the tzaddik. The tzaddik is he's satiated, happy with what he has, no matter how little he has. And Bochashem, we have in our own time the story of Israel, Rabbi, he lived such a simple life and such poverty, and he was always so happy. And we have all the different in this world, Chaim Kanievsky, he's always in a good mood, always has something sweet to say, because he's so connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He doesn't have everything so simple. His health is, we need to be daven for him. Self is, hasn't been so well for years. And look at the Siyad Dishma, he got the corona even. And Baruch Hashem, Kosh Baruch and Rachmanis and us kept him alive. But the big Siyad Dishma he has, because he took advantage of everything, every situation, to be mechazik is amun, daven better, learn even more. It's hard to believe one can do more than, but that's what it is. And Baruch Hashem. So that's the third reason. Sometimes Hashem gives tzaddikim trying situations so there should be examples for everybody else. Should be zeicha to be from the tzaddikim that don't have to set examples. Everything goes smooth, but the main thing is we should always, with what we have, always show everybody in HaKadosh Baruch Hu that we're happy with what we have and we're full of simcha in every situation.
The shiur you've listened to was recorded and edited for you by Kol HaLashon. You're invited to continue listening at any time to all the shiurim and drushos in all topics by all the Rabbanim on Kol HaLashon.